You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
If you haven't had a chance yet to check out the Animal Radio website or download the Animal Radio app, you should do it for so many reasons. The Animal Radio app is a great app to have. First of all, it's free. So that's the best price there. Free 99, free. That's the kind of price that I like. And the good thing about it is if there's ever a recall, a pet food recall, and you know it happens so often, or something that you need to know that affects the health of your pet, you will get a notification straight to your phone just like that. This is for iPhone, this is for Android, and it is for BlackBerry, if anybody still has a BlackBerry phone. And then, of course, over at the website at animalradio.pet, if you hear an interview on Animal Radio, there's a good chance that maybe it ran longer than we had time to air on the radio station here. So you can hear full unedited interviews over at animalradio.pet. Also the stuff we can't air because it's too naughty.
Oh, now you've got their attention. Yeah, that's all you had to say.
Okay, and let's see. In just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Steve Dale about the fear-free movement. Lori, what are you working on over there in the newsroom?
Well, from the world of sports, big sports name who has, well, he loves his dog so much that he's gone so far as to freeze the dog's blank.
Freeze the dog's blank?
Blank. We'll fill in the blank for you.
Okay, that's on the way in just a few minutes. Let's hit the phones. You ready, Dr. Debbie?
Yes, let's do it.
And we go to Vicky. Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from today?
I am in Idaho.
Is that where you live? Very beautiful place.
I'm actually a chick driver, and I'm on the road right now.
Okay. A chick driver? Is that what you called yourself? I like that. Chicks drive much better than guys. I understand you want to talk to Dr. Debbie.
Hi yes. there.
Hi. I
so what do you got going on there?
I have a 9-year-old Boston Terrier, and she has demodectic mange mites.
Okay.
And I'd like to know if there's something that's natural that I can treat her with.
Okay. So how was this diagnosed?
Is she having problems? Yeah, her cheeks get a little bit puffy and red spots, and so the vet did a scraping.
Alrighty. Well, I guess we'll back up a little bit because Demodex mites are really common in the Boston Terriers. It's, you know, more common, I'd say, in the young pups because it is a function of their immune system and how it's maturing. So there's the young dog form and kind of the old dog form or mature dog form. So in a young dog, I expect this in a Boston and I'm not too bothered by it. In an older dog, it does bother me if we detect Demodex mites and not so much because the mites themselves are serious, but in order for it to occur in an adult dog, there's usually got to be something wrong that's kind of making their immune system out of whack. Because the normal pet actually, believe it or not, has these mites on their skin. I might even find them on a perfectly normal pet if I scrape their skin. The problem is when their immune system and their skin can't kind of fight this off. So for an adult dog like right. yours, I would say, okay, you know, there's ways to treat the mites, but my bigger concern is why did she get these? And I'd want to make sure we check for a couple different health problems because it's real common in dogs that have underlying hormone problems like thyroid problems, Cushing's disease, which is an adrenal gland problem, diabetes, and you know even cancers and so forth. So the other things that kind of take her stresses away from fighting off the mites are going to be my bigger concern. The mites can be treated, but for an adult dog, sometimes it's much harder to treat them and to get rid of them because of these underlying factors. So that would be my big goal and my big focus for her that I would urge you to do. Okay. Now, in answer to your question, is there something natural you can do? Not really. Sometimes we'll use probiotics to boost immune support, but really it's a function of getting to the heart of the problem and then to address these mites.
Okay. She is a blue and white Boston, and because they're not typically supposed to be blue, she has had a lot of skin problems. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so she's been treated for skin cancer.
Oh, really? Okay.
And then the mites kind of come and go at different times of the year.
Okay. And having the blue color dilution in a lot of breeds, yeah, that signals kind of a life lifelong skin disorders and problems, and they just don't have the normal defenses when it comes to dermatological problems. So I don't think I would necessarily look so much for something natural that's going to cure this. I would definitely have they used ivermectin in the past for her?
Yes.
Okay, because that's the best line therapy is a drug called ivermectin, unless we have a herding breed like a collie or an Australian shepherd. But that's something that I would definitely kind of lean towards that route.
Yeah, that's typically what I use whenever they do flare up. I just thought that maybe there was something more natural that I could give her.
Yeah, and I, you know, talk to your vet if they're suspicious about any of the other problems. It might just be something as simple as doing, you know, starting with some routine lab work and screening, like, the thyroid level, see if there's any hints of Cushing's disease, because those aren't uncommon either in Boston Terrier, so just so we're not missing something on that radar.
All righty. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Vicki, and thank you so much for the call. And give that baby a pat on the head for us.
Okay, I will.
Once again, it is 1-866-405-8405. Don't forget you can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry. Download that puppy now. This healthy serving of Animal Radio is brought to you by the grain-free Red Barn Naturals canned food for dogs and cats. Always made in the USA with natural, functional ingredients to support your pet's optimal health. Learn more about them over at redbarninc.com. And of course, thank you so much to all of our underwriters, including Red Barn.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hey folks, this is Jackson Galaxy. You're listening to Animal Radio. Please do everyone a favor, spay or neuter your animals today.